All right, as our last presentation of the morning, we have a panel of Chief Justices from three of our appellate courts. We have Tracy Christopher, who was elected as the Chief Justice of the 14th Court of Appeals in 2020 after serving on that court since 2009 and previously serving as a district court judge for 15 years. This is going to be three different law schools represented by this panel. She, of course, went to the best one, the University of Texas School of Law. We have Chief Justice Dory Contreras, who was first elected as Justice on the 13th Court of Appeals in 2002 and was elected as the Chief Justice in 2018. And at the time, she was the first woman Chief Justice of that court and only the second Latina Chief Justice statewide. And she went to the University of Houston Law Center. And we have, on the end, we have Chief Justice Tom Gray, who is the Chief Justice of the 10th Court of Appeals, where he has been since he was appointed in December of 2003. And he is a graduate of Baylor School of Law. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. But first of all, I'd like to say that we are not responsible for the title of this presentation.
It is long.
So, you know, we were just asked, will you do it? And we said, okay, what does that mean? You know, so we're going to do our best on what exactly it all means and hope to give you some interesting information along the way. So, this is kind of a surprise that not everyone has their computer open in front of them, but we're gonna move on to priority settings in our court. So if you have your computer and you want to look at it, it's page 705 in the electronic briefing, and it is 10 pages of lists of types of cases that we are supposed to give priority to.
It was a surprise to
pages.
Us, too.
Okay? And so whenever the legislature passes a new whatever, they decide that they're going to make it a priority for the Court of Appeals to handle. So 10 pages of priorities, and they're either accelerated cases or preferential cases. Fortunately, we have the most common ones. Parental termination, interlocutory appeals, other accelerated appeals, and criminal cases. So I'm going to ask, first of all, to Dory, what do you find to be the most challenging?
Parental termination by far, because of the shortened time frame that we have in which to dispose of them, which is 180 days under the rule. And now they've added juvenile certification to stand trial as an adult for juveniles, so that's a very recent amendment, although we don't see those too often. But the parental termination we do, and there are circumstances that come up that make it difficult for us because 180 days goes fast. From the notice of appeal filing to disposition is at 180 days. So any extensions of time for the record, for the briefs, cuts into those at 180 days. I have one right now, in fact, where the court reporter requested a couple of extensions. And finally, we get the court reporter's record. And as soon as I knew the attorney that was on the case, I knew an extension for request was coming, and sure enough, I got one yesterday. So on our court, we have a standard order that we issue when a request is asked for, and we give 10 days, and that's it. Because, again, it doesn't give us enough time to work up the case if the briefing is delayed.
And Tom, which do you find to be most challenging?
I'd probably go with the other accelerated appeals because as far as understanding the deadlines, understanding the need to get them done, we see less of those. We see lots of termination cases. We have a standard letter that we send to those, to the attorneys, as soon as those get filed. We call it the time is of the essence letter. It gets the court reporter, the clerk, everybody on. But when you're dealing with these other accelerated appeals, it can just be, you know, the sort of the one-offs for us in Waco. It's not something we deal with every day. So that's when I look to the litigants for some help and what the schedule is. But most important to me on those is to look to the litigants to give me an understanding of why it needs to be accelerated.